This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome. This is News Talk 830 WCCO in for Chad, me, Dave Schrader. Josh Wheeler, we are a week away from Christmas.
Are you prepared yet?
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm waiting on it. I'm the procrastinator.
You're procrastinators. So you're not prepared for it.
No. I wait till the last minute for my Christmas shopping, unfortunately. But when you get to the age that I am, a ripe old age of 32, what do you really buy? I mean, I'm not looking for toys anymore. I'm not looking for games or video games per se. I try to find time in my life for video games, but that's, here and there.
Well, I'm at the ripe old age of 57, and I'm still into toys, and games.
We know.
Yeah. I'm all about that. I'm not prepared either. Nine grandchildren, 11 children. I have gifts for about five people so far.
There you go.
You know what I'm stressing about?
Mm.
And I'm just curious, are our fellow twin citizens dealing with the same kind of stress? You can hit me up on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line 651-461-9226. Money does not go nearly as far as it once did. I could spend $100 on each kid and have 10 gifts underneath the tree that were cool gifts that they were excited about. $100 now doesn't even cover most of what my kids want. For one item. And that is giving me such anxiety. It is causing me so much stress and pressure because I don't know what – literally, you got to draw a line, $100, $125 a kid maybe.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, what can you get for anybody that they actually want that's going to be below that? And – that's what I'm really running into is like I said, about four or five of the people in my family, I'm okay with. The little grandkids, they're easy, right?
I can
buy them a bunch of $10 items. They're just psyched to open things up. The rest of my family, I just am so unnerved about the fact that this Christmas, underneath the tree, there's going to be like 11 gifts.
Yeah.
Total that I bought for one for each kid.
When in doubt, go to Dollar Tree.
I know. I don't want to have it break on the way home.
I mean,
theoretically, allegedly.
It's Christmas. Nobody's going to remember next year when you got a Matchbox car and it broke on the way home.
Ugh, Matchbox.
I mean, they might not forget. But,
those aren't Matchbox cars unless they're made of a Matchbox that you're buying from the Dollar Tree. I just don't know. I've been watching. I'm one of those guys too that I try to watch year round for when things go on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look for a good deal and put it away for the holidays. And then what happens is 3-4 years from now, I'll start cleaning out my closet and find all the gifts that I put away to give my kids next year that I forgot about. And I'm sure I've probably got Barney books in the corner for my now 30-year-old son because I forgot to give them to him back when I bought them.
I mean, I'm 32. My reading level is still Goodnight Moon, so it works.
So I should wrap them up for you?
Yeah, maybe it works. Works for some people other than outside of others.
All right. I will I'll keep that in mind as we go forward. What's your plans, folks? Are you ready for the holidays already? Are you stressing out like I am? What are the gifts that you give to people at this stage when it seems like no matter what the budget is you set, the gifts that they want far exceed your budget? Or, now there'll be not multiple gifts, but just one gift under the tree. And I'm just beating myself up too much, but I think I've set a precedent, Josh Wheeler.
We are also in the window right now where you almost at this point have to do – still got a couple days depending on who you go through or who the various retailers go through, but we are now in the 2 to 3 day window of – now you need to do next day express. Now you need to do some of the higher shipping options because you waited till the last minute. I did notice last week, and I talked about it with Adam the other day, FedEx seems to be the most flexible right now because they still have if you order on, I think the 23rd or 24th, you still get it pretty much like, if you pay the top dollar, top brass, you get within the day.
Right. So you pay $100 for the gift and $25 for the shipping.
Yes.
The stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, one of the listeners pops in and says, if they're over 15 to 16, just give them a gift card and let them get their own stuff. I did that last year.
Where do you stand on gift cards as gifts? I feel like it's almost the it's the safe gift, but it's also the lazy gift. There was a segment on CBS Sunday Morning over the weekend that I thought was actually kind of comical and kind of entertaining. They kind of listed off a handful of the gifts that just don't do, and they kind of defined one of them as gift cards are kind of the lazy gift. And I couldn't agree more. Like, I don't know what to get you, but here's this. Like, there's not a lot of thought put into gift cards.
Right, but here, I will be the devil's advocate in favor of the gift card. You buy a $100 present, there's one gift under the tree.
Mm-hmm.
You give somebody a $100 gift card, and they, $100. There's that perceived value.
Yeah.
Whereas you look at the gift under the tree, and you're like, oh, I only got one gift. Whereas there's so much potential with a $100 gift card.
That's like me. Sometimes I'll give somebody, whether it's Christmas or a birthday card, I'll give them a card and give them a dollar, and I'll say, don't spend it all in one place. And that's kind of what I'll do with the $100 in this economy is, here's $100. Don't spend it all in one place. Yeah,
that fills your gas tank to get you home after celebrating holidays with one another. I've done the gift card in the past, but again, I do feel icky about that because it just feels like you said, I like there to be some sense that I heard you, I know you, I wanted you to have this because I knew this was important to you, or I thought this from my soul, from my heart would be a good gift to you.
I'm also, when it comes to giving people ideas, because my family and my wife are big on, okay, I need you to give me a list of things to get.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of maybe a pair of studio headphones, because Lord knows we don't have a lot here right now, I do need to get myself a pair of headphones, and that's definitely one of those things that's on my list that I'm like, outside of that, I don't know. I'm 32, I work for a living, and I don't really need a lot. I know there's a lot of people listening right now that will agree are in the same boat where,
yeah, I buy what I
really
want.
I don't need, like, if I have a job, if I need to get something, I'll buy it. I don't really, I don't feel comfortable with people buying stuff for me.
Yeah. And like an me, I drive my family crazy because being an adult, when there's something I know I want, I just go get it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, why didn't you tell us? And I'm like, because I didn't want to wait till Christmas. I wanted it now.
Yeah.
It's July. But now I don't have any idea.
You're gambling on them not getting it for you.
You know what? So. Before we go to break, I'll mention one quick thing. I have learned a valuable lesson from my children. Mm-hmm. I started sending them, as I'm scrolling, doing the death scroll on social media, and I see something that intrigues me, I'll send them a link, and I'm like, Dad would like this. And I've been told, Dad, that's a scam link. It's not, it says Walmart. When you click it, it takes you to buymygarbage.com or whatever. So I've learned that now even the stuff I'm interested in and I send to them is, a lot of the stuff online is coming from an unreliable source. You have to be careful.
Yeah.
You have to be aware of that. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We've got more to discuss. And joining us at the bottom of the hour, this is so strange. I love true crime. I'm fascinated by true crime documentaries, but I don't get all the excitement and love that horrible people get. Ted Bundy, Charles Manson, Richard Ramirez, the Menendez brothers, getting love letters, being proposed to while in prison from a fan base. I need to understand more about that. Dr. Carol Lieberman will join us at the bottom of the hour to chat about that. That's just some of the things on tap. We'll come back and discuss more right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We're back in for Chad Hartman. I'm Dave Schrader. The StylesFinancial.com talk and text line is open. We're getting some responses here. Hey, guys, I love a gift card. Most gifts I get are like, really? I don't get all that excited about it. That's one thought. Another one jumps in and says, giving thoughtful gifts of experiences to the kids and the grandkids. That's nice. Right. Maybe take them to the water park. Take them out to a play or a concert that they're interested in.
Yeah. I do know a lot of people either do gifts, especially married couples. They'll do gifts for each other, or they will say, hey, you know what? Let's just go. It's kind of like some are for the holidays, but I know some are like rain check. Like, hey, in June, let's go do this.
Right.
Some will be like, hey, let's go to New York for the holidays, which is cool too. But I'm also not a fan of buying a plane ticket for a week out, because that's not financially ideal unless you are really strapped with cash. I don't know.
Yeah. Or so. You check up Priceline.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I will mention this for people that are on a budget and looking for some good gifts. If you go to Amazon.com, over on the left side of the screen, scroll down. Somewhere in there, you're going to find their clearance section. You'd be amazed at what you'll find in the clearance section, from clothes to electronics to toys, all of the stuff you're looking for the holidays. And a lot of times you get really good discounts. So go check that out for yourself. That's saved me on more than one occasion, and I have gotten some good deals off that. So thank you to the listener that popped that up to remind me of the clearance section. So here's another thing, right? The listener brought up coming up with gifts of experiences. So Now, picture you're planning that weekend getaway, Josh, right? You found the perfect hotel. You got the unbeatable price.
Yeah.
You scored tickets to the concert you've been dreaming about seeing. You're about to hit that purchase, right? That purchase button.
Yeah.
And then, boom, all of a sudden you start seeing all the hidden fees, like a stealthy ninja, that just start adding up. All your dream trips kind of fall to the wayside. It's like a nightmare for your wallet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the real question is, do these what they're calling junk fees, the surprise resort fees, convenience charges, and service fees, do they actually keep you from going out, traveling, or enjoying the experiences you love? Or are they just annoying prices that we've come to accept? So if you'd like to weigh in on that, I'd love to hear about it. If you have ever had to cancel plans because of these fees, and what would a world without them look like for your next adventure? Well, that may not be so far in the offing to know. You can connect with me on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226. Josh, the hidden ticket fees and vacation rental charges appear that they're about to be banned in America.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's tickets for everything. When I first read the article, I thought maybe it was an event type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think it was DeRussia has had this conversation on one of his shows before too, where if you go to MSP and buy a plane ticket, you're saving, I think, anywhere from $40 to $80 with certain airlines. I think it's Spirit and Sun Country specifically, on extra convenience fees. And it's like, well, I that's one of those words, those terms I never understood, is why are you charging me your convenience fee if I'm saving you and everybody that you're staffing at your workplace, whether it is a hotel or an event or even an airport? Why are you charging me all these extra fees and convenience fees for making it more convenient for both parties by paying online? So that's I think just extra fees in general just need to be just gone.
I agree, because to me, it's crazy. The Federal Trade Commission has proposed a new rule to ban these so-called junk fees.
Yeah.
So that these unexpected charges that pop up in everything from hotel bookings to concert tickets don't have that kind of impact.
You go to a Vikings game and you're paying almost, you know, the same price you are for a ticket for extra fees.
Oh, I know. So I love live shows and concerts.
I do too.
And lately, I've had to stand back and rethink it, because I'm like, all right, tickets are already for a good concert, $100, $125 and then I get done and I've got $50 in service fees.
Yeah.
And now I'm at $170 to $200 for a $110 ticket.
It has pushed me away just doing so many things because at face value you see, oh, I can go to the Wild game for $17. You pull up the total when you get to the end of the Ticketmaster routine and it's like, oh, your ticket is now $35. It's like, no. I don't think I should be paying double what the ticket price is.
It's funny. There's a lot of the.
Let's pull it back.
There's things like StubHub and Fanimal and some of the different ticket online sources. Mm. They say no convenience fees.
Yeah.
And you go look at it. No, there's no convenience fee. They just charge you what it would be if there was a convenience fee.
Yeah.
They just remove that term.
Yep.
Which is crazy. Perfect. We've got a caller on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. Catherine from Minnetonka, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you. This is back to the gift card versus gift thing.
Sure.
And I will say it is absolutely, in my mind, dependent on the recipient. I have had a 91-year-old mother who taught third grade for 35 years. And when it was time to move her out of her house, we had to find a home for 47 World's Best Teacher mugs and over 100 ornaments that said my favorite teacher. And she loved every one of them, and some of them were from the early 80s, but a gift card would have been so much more appropriate. You know, it was just kind of ridiculous.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
If it's a person like a teacher, they always appreciate the money. Even if it's Starbucks or something like that, I think it's just a nice thing to do. So that's my thought.
Thank you very much for listening and weighing in. We appreciate it. One of the other listeners just said, Dave, Josh, the beauty of gift cards, and this is a good piece of advice, is that when they spend them after Christmas, they can get things 50 to 80% off. So that $100 gift card is worth maybe $150 or more.
It has its pros and cons, for sure.
We were talking about the convenience fees. One of the listeners popped in on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line and says, I had to pay more to buy vehicle tabs in person than online. Yeah, to me, not having to wait at the DMV, sign me up. I'd pay $5 extra to not have to stand in line. But that's me. I'm weird like that, I guess. the fees for attending events for when you go into a hotel now, you know, you used to be able to go into Vegas and the hotels were the least expensive part of your trip because they want you there spending money at the tables. Now you're spending money for the parking.
Yep.
You're spending money for the resort fees.
If you drive. Yeah.
For the state tax fees, the convention center fees. I'm like, I'm not attending a convention.
Yeah.
And my $69 deal I got on my hotel room at MGM is now really $189 a night. And I'm like, I didn't bring a car, so why am I paying a parking convenience fee? Yeah. Why are all these things being tacked on? Plus, then they're hitting me, well, we're just going to automatically charge you for internet and phone charges. And I'm like, I'm not here to use internet and phone. I'm here to, you know, gamble, see shows, visit with friends. So there's a lot of that. I'm glad to see that the FTC is standing up and taking a harder edge look at this. Now, will that actually change things? Will we start to see these fees go away? I certainly hope so.
Vegas also hides the down payment because I've had to kind of just scoop that off the internet before whenever I go to Vegas. It's like certain hotels, certain properties do 50, certain do 100 per night. So I always have to be prepared. Yes, what the M Rewards thing is telling me with all my offer that I applied to the hotel room, it does show that price, but in my mind, I'm like, all right, it's going to be four nights, 100 per night. So in total, it's going to be 400 plus whatever the price that they're showing on my screen right now. So
right, you always have to kind you of get that money back.
You get it back.
Yeah.
Which it's make believe money, as I like to call it. It's floating out there. It comes back to you. It kind of is wiped from your statement. Basically, it's kind of how that works. But they definitely give it back to you. And that's kind of one of those things, too, that they don't put on the surface with some of the hotels as well. I don't know about outside of Vegas, but for sure Vegas is.
They get so stressed, too. My dad likes to live off the grid. He is not a guy that wants to use his credit cards.
Yeah.
He likes to pay cash.
Yeah.
And they, like, break a sweat. They're like, well, no, we'll charge a card. And he's like, no, I'll just give you $100 a day
and then I'll come back at the end of this and you pay me back whatever I don't spend. Yeah. And they're like, well, we don't do it that way. We do it on the card. So I've had to put my card in for my dad to be able to get his room or get these deals because he doesn't want to use a credit card because of all these stupid little extra fees that come in and go. Not sure if I'm too late for this conversation, but I'd like to do things. I like to do things like do a gift or breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or give them a gift card and tell them to send me a picture of them with what they picked out or a pic of them having coffee at the place. Yeah. I gave them the coffee card. And that comes from Lynn from Chaska. That's a great point, too, Lynn. My grandkids, they would tell me, Pop, I want the Barbie dream house. Yeah. I'd go buy the Barbie dream house. And then my son and daughter-in-law didn't like how big it was, so they would trade it to the neighbor for the RV. And I spent $200 on the dream house. The RV was $40. And I come in, I'm like, where's the dream house? Oh, mom and dad traded it. So now I just give the grandkids most of the time money. And then what's nice is my daughter and son-in-law will take the kids out to buy something. And then when they pick something out, they call me on the way home from the store to say, hey, Pop, thanks so much for I got this and I purchased that. Then I know that what they've purchased is okayed by their parents, yeah. is not a problem. And I am still getting that, you know, they're aware that this money came from Pop, that it's still a gift from me, even sometimes a month or two later before they decide to spend that money.
Yeah. And, so. I do want to reiterate because before we go to break, something that Harrigan brought up the other day that, you know, if you're out shopping today or whatever, you want to be mindful of when you see a price online, it's not always going to show up on the same price on store. You do unfortunately have to kind of go to the cashier and say, hey, I want to price match this. But sometimes a lot, and this happens a lot because I work at Target part-time as well, people will go through the line and pay for it mindlessly and not remember to apply what the online price is. And they'll be like, wait, it's $49.99, but I'm paying $89.99. According to this receipt. Well, that's because you didn't apply the discounted price that is posted online, which you can use as a price match option while you're there. So there's a lot of these, not necessarily fees, but it is kind of goes along with the,
and on top of that,
not putting things on the surface.
I always, when I'm in those stores any time of year, if I go in and I see something I wanted and it's on sale on the shelf and there's a sale tag, I take a photo of it with the sale price. And then when I take it up to the register, 9 times out of 10, it comes up full price. Yeah. And then I break out the phone and I show them what the price on there is. So I don't have to wait for them to call Lou from the back to go check the price. And then they give me a hassle. Well, that's not for that one. It's for the other one. I'm like, it's right here with this set. This is what was the sale price. So make sure you are watching that, because if you're going in for sale prices, like you said, a lot of us in such a rush to get out of there, I watch that ticker like a...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk, and I'm watching for a sale price to drop, and if it doesn't, I pull out the picture and I show it to him.